Track 51.
Mind over matter. When people think of extreme sports, they think of the adrenaline rush. Just watching someone skydive or bungee jump can make your heart pound. But lovers of an extreme sport called highlining say their experience is more like doing yoga. As I watched highliners practice their balance and concentration in Yosemite, California, I began to understand what they mean. 1. What is highlining? At first glance, highlining looks like tightrope walking. Highliners walk on a thin piece of material high in the air between rock formations. However, while a tightrope mostly stays still, a highline is extremely flexible and moves easily. Highliners need to balance on the moving line with each step. The sport began as slacklining, which is the same thing, but the rope is closer to the ground. Slackliners usually jump and do tricks. But highliners concentrate on overcoming their fear to walk across their lines. 2. Is it safe? The fear comes from being so high above the ground, but the sport is actually safer than it looks. Highliners wear a harness around their waist, and a leash attaches the harness to the line. I asked a young man who was preparing his equipment for his thoughts. Highlining is safer than rock climbing, he told me. You set up the equipment just as carefully, and if you slip, you'll only hit the air, not the rocks. But you forget that when you're walking across, added his friend. 3. The balancing act. I watched closely as one woman crossed. Barefoot, she stepped out and found her balance. Slowly, she took one step forward and then another. The line stretched beneath her and even swayed back and forth. For balance, her arms and hands moved constantly. At one point, the motion in the line became too much, and she slipped. I gasped, but of course she wasn't hurt. Getting back up after a fall looked like the hardest part. It took her several tries to stand up, but then she was walking with confidence again. Everyone cheered as she stepped back onto solid ground. 4. The mind of a highliner. It was this woman's comments that helped me understand a highliner's mind. If you don't stay in the moment, you will fall, she told me. It takes complete concentration. When you walk, you are going to be scared, and you need to use your fear. The fear won't go away. You just have to stop it from distracting you. I asked her to compare highlining to other experiences. I've gone skydiving before, she answered. Highlining is much scarier, but I think it's more rewarding. Like others, she compared it to yoga and meditation. It's a lot like yoga because it's more mental than physical. 5. Lessons learned. While I'm not planning to try highlining anytime soon, my new goal is to think like a highliner. I learned that many highliners actually have a fear of heights, but they turn their fear into a drive to succeed. They walk across a line just like we all walk through life. While we keep a thousand things in balance, we can't let our fear stop us from going forward.